Britain is supposed to be one of the world's oldest democracies, but reports now suggest the ruling Conservative Party are using loopholes to be a step ahead of their political opponents.
With campaigning for the general election set to begin, David Cameron and the Conservatives have been accused of trying to buy victory following a 23% increase in campaign spending.
The amount candidates can spend has increased from £26.5 million to £32.7 million, despite the Electoral Commission recommending there should be no such increase in March of this year. The changes were made to the law without parliamentary debate.
What they've done is they've slipped something under the radar. We do have in this country something called the Representation of Peoples Act, and whereas it does deal with most of the systems of elections that we use for the general election, for example, it also has something called secondary legislation for expenditure limits. And really, I think, given that we're so close to the election now, and given that it's the government themselves who are proposing this change, increasing the amount of expenditure, I think it should have actually gone to Parliament itself to be debated.
The Tories are already seen as a party for the wealthy elite. They have amassed £78 million over the last 4 years, more than any other political party. The funds will most likely be used to win key seats. Some critics are concerned about where the funding is coming from and the impact it will have on the legitimacy of government.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We've seen time and again that big donors have been getting positions in the House of Lords. I mean, this is an anachronistic institution anyway, which the Green Party would change, reform, abolish, make into a second elected chamber. But that aside, it's completely unacceptable that money seems to get you this level of power.
A spokesperson for the Cabinet Office said MPs who wanted a debate on the rise could have called for one the usual way. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.